for Great Britain. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Remembrances all over England for Queen Elizabeth II, who died yesterday. The 96-year-old reigned for 70 years.
We saw cannons being blasted 96 times to mark the 96 years of Queen Elizabeth's life. We heard bells being rung, and basically in cathedrals and small chapels. We saw the House of Commons, usually the scene of really raucous political activity. Well, that was still and memorializing and thinking of the Queen. In Buckingham Palace, we saw something else. We saw a sign of things to come. We saw King Charles III, approaching the royal residence for the very first time as king, along with Queen Consort Camilla. And he shook hands and met the crowd in a human touch, much like his mother did, much like the reason why she was beloved.
Fox's Greg Palcon in London. Charles also addressed the nation for the first time as king, calling his mother an inspiration.
We owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother, for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example.
Charles said he feels profound sorrow over the death of his mother and vowed to carry on her lifelong service to the nation. Tropical Storm Kay has veered out in the Pacific just short of the U.S. border after dumping heavy rain on northern Mexico and southern California. San Diego Public Information Officer Anthony Santa Croce says they're clearing storm drains.
We've determined that we need to do this maintenance right now, or else the waters might get high enough to impact property and life here.
The Eye of Kay came ashore in Mexico yesterday afternoon. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court order that would have forced New York's Yeshiva University to recognize an LGBTQ group. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Attorneys for an Alabama death row inmate are asking the state Supreme Court to grant him a new trial.
49-year-old Taforis Johnson was convicted in 1998 in the murder of Jefferson County Sheriff's Deputy William Hardy. Johnson's first trial ended with a hung jury. A co-defendant in the case was acquitted. Johnson's attorneys are asking the Alabama High Court to review a lower court's decision denying a new trial request. Former judges and prosecutors have also joined in calls to re-examine Johnson's conviction and death sentence that rested on the testimony of a single witness who was paid a reward for that testimony that Johnson's attorneys say was at odds with the physical evidence in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An investigation by Brigham Young University into claims that fans engaged in racial heckling and used racial slurs at a Duke volleyball player last month has found no evidence to support the claim. The school said it reached out to more than 50 people who attended the event, including athletic department personnel and student athletes from both schools, event security and management, and fans who were in the arena. A popular breakfast cereal gets the all clear from the FDA.
An investigation into Lucky Charms, which started in April, has now been closed by the Food and Drug Administration, which was looking into the colorful cereal after customers reported not so magically delicious symptoms, such as cramps, vomiting, and other gastrointestinal issues. Some even said they got neon green poo, according to the New York Post, which found a website for reporting food-related illnesses is still getting complaints on the General Mills cereal. 79 last month, more than 8,600 this year. The FDA in a statement saying it found no pathogen or cause of the self-reported illnesses identified despite extensive testing.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.